KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Girls State Volleyball Championship Tournament goes to the semifinals today. In action yesterday in first round play in Class 1A, it was Tripola over Woodward Granger in three straight games. Lamar's Galen Catholic beating East Union 3-1. Boyden Hall disposed of Stanton 3-0. And Janesville beat Holy Trinity Catholic 3-1. In Class 2A first round action yesterday, they were all 3-game sweeps. It was Grundy Center topping Sheldon 3-0. Lake Mills over St. Albert 3-0. Western Christian beat Kemper Catholic, and Dyke New Hartford a 3-game sweep over West Liberty yesterday. Semis today look like this. In 3A this afternoon, Bishop Heelan Catholic faces Dubuque Wallert, and Waverly Shellrock will play Union. In 4A semis this afternoon, Iowa City West will play Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Iowa City High will face off against Ankeny. In Class 1A action tonight, Tripola plays Boyden Hall, and Lamar's Galen Catholic will face Janesville, while in 2A action this evening, Grundy Center plays Western Christian, and Lake Mills will face Dyke New Hartford. Those matches all at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this evening, today. Eight-man semifinals held yesterday. It'll be Murray and Fremont Mills in the championship games and in the eight-man championship contest next week. Murray posting a 58-35 win over Clarksville as quarterback Austin Halls threw four touchdown passes. He also ran for another to help lead the way for the Mustangs to their first ever state championship game appearance. Fremont Mills got a little bit of revenge from last year's semifinal loss to Armstrong Ringstead as the Knights pounded Armstrong Ringstead 69-26 yesterday to advance to the championship game. Running back Nate Meyer carried 24 times for 267 yards and 5 touchdowns, helping lead Fremont Mills into the championship game against Murray next week. Today in semifinal action, the day starts with Class A play. At 10:30 this morning, Newman Catholic will face Lisbon, followed at 1:30 by West Hancock battling Madrid. Then tonight it's the 4A semis, the first game starting at 4:30 with Cedar Falls facing Bettendorf. Then at 7:30 this evening, West Des Moines Valley will battle Ankeny. Those winners move into the championships next week. Well, Penn State says assistant coach Mike McQuarey won't work the Nittany Lions game on Saturday because multiple threats have been made against him. The university released a statement last night saying it would be in the best interest of all if the receivers coach didn't attend the game against Nebraska at Beaver Stadium. The football program is in turmoil following the firing of longtime coach Joe Paterno, brought down in a scandal involving child sex abuse allegations against a former defensive coordinator. McQuarey testified to a grand jury that he encountered Jerry Sandusky in the Penn State showers with a 10-year-old boy in 2002. He later told Paterno of the incident. Sandusky was arrested and charged last Saturday. His lawyer maintains his client is innocent. In other Penn State developments, interim coach Tom Bradley, who's been the defensive coordinator, met with reporters and said the football program will be okay. He's the first new Penn State coach since 1966. After meeting with the players, Bradley says he's confident they'll be ready for Saturday's game with Nebraska. Joe Paterno's job as the longtime football coach at Penn State may not be the only thing he loses. The 84-year-old could also miss out on the Medal of Freedom. Pennsylvania's two senators, Pat Toomey and Bob Casey, say they are rescinding their support for Paterno's nomination for the nation's highest civilian honor, citing the recent child sexual abuse scandal at the school. Logan Thomas accounted for 5 touchdowns. David Wilson rushed for a career-best 175 yards. And number 10 Virginia Tech took a huge step toward the Atlantic Coast Conference championship game, beating 20th-ranked Georgia Tech 37-26. Thomas threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for 2 more scores. Wilson had his 7th straight 100-yard game, already the longest streak of Frank Beamer's quarter century as the head coach. In the other game involving a team ranked in the AP Top 25 last night, 11th-ranked Houston threw up a ridiculous number as the Cougars crushed Tulane 73-17. Charles Sims rushed for a career-high 207 yards, including touchdown runs of 72 and 52 yards, while Case Keenum passed for 325 yards and 3 touchdowns. Well, behind newly acquired quarterback Carson Palmer making just his 2nd start of the season and backup running back Michael Bush running for a season-high 157 yards, the Oakland Raiders have charged into first place in the AFC West with a 24-17 road win at San Diego. Palmer tossed a pair of TD passes, looking much better in his 2nd start since being acquired in a trade with Cincinnati. He's playing because Oakland's number 1 quarterback, Jason Campbell, is injured. Palmer tossed touchdown passes of 33 and 26 yards to Demarius Moore. Bush, playing because NFL rushing leader Darren McFadden is injured, ran the ball 30 times as the 5-4 Raiders broke a 2-game losing streak, and they take a half-game lead over Kansas City in the AFC West. The 4-5 Chargers lost their 4th in a row, their longest slide since 2003, and they looked dismal most of the night and lost left tackle Marcus McNeil, right guard Louis Vasquez, and linebacker Takeo Spikes to injuries last night. In other NFL news, Kevin Cobb failed to practice again yesterday, seemingly decreasing the likelihood that the Arizona quarterback will be able to start when the Cardinals play at Philadelphia on Sunday. He insisted, though, that there has been dramatic improvement in his right turf toe injury. While John Skelton could be headed for a 2nd straight start, Coach Ken Wisenhunt raised the possibility that there could be a game-time decision to dress Cobb as the backup QB. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo believes his broken rib is completely healed and he may be ready to shed the protective vest that he's been wearing for nearly 2 months. Romo got hurt September 18th at San Francisco. He's already played without needing a pain-killing injection. The 4-4 Cowboys host Buffalo on Sunday. The Cowboys have placed kicker David Beeler on injured reserve because of a groin injury to end his season. Rookie Dan Bailey has taken over kicking field goals. Bailey's made 20 of 21 attempts, including his last 19 in a row, for a Cowboys rookie record. The NFL Players Union has proposed conducting a study of players that accurately reflects the natural level of HGH in their systems. The union has claimed its players might have a higher natural level of human growth hormone than the general population. And it's also balked at testing procedures approved by the World Anti-Doping Agency that the league has recommended. The NFL and the Players Union have reached agreement on how to distribute $620 million to retired players through a legacy fund that was created by the new collective bargaining agreement. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will open up the basketball season tonight, the men facing off against Chicago State as Iowa opens its 2nd season under Coach Fran McCaffrey. Hosting the Chicago State squad at Carver Hawkeye this evening. The game's not being televised, so you can only catch it here on the radio. Chicago State returns just 3 letter winners from last season's 6-26 team, while the Hawkeyes finished 11-20 a year ago, but they are expected to be much more competitive this season. Hawkeye center Andrew Brommer will miss the game with a sprained right knee. Iowa expected to start Bryce Cartwright at the point guard spot, with Matt Gatens also a guard. Forwards will be Eric May and Melson Basabi, with Devin Archie getting the start at center tonight for Iowa. 7 o'clock is tip time at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We're on the air tonight at 6 o'clock with the pregame. Again, that's Iowa hosting Chicago State men's college basketball season opener tonight here on the radio. NBA players broke off negotiations with the league last night, saying there had not been enough progress to get a deal done to end the four-month lockout. The league offered the players a revised offer last night after nearly 11 hours of bargaining. But union president Derek Fisher said it doesn't address all the necessary system issues that are important to the players. So now they'll regroup, talk to their player representatives, figure out what to do next, and then possibly resume negotiations with the league next week. The league's latest offer was based on the possibility of a 72-game season beginning December the 15th. NBA Commissioner David Stern said there's really nothing left to negotiate. The commissioner said, quote, "There comes a time when you have to be through negotiating, and we are." In the National Hockey League last night, it was Chicago over Columbus 6-3, Boston 6-3 over Edmonton, Toronto wins in a shootout 3-2 over St. Louis, Florida beat Winnipeg 5-2, Montreal in overtime 3-2 winner over Phoenix, Colorado beat the New York Islanders in overtime 4-3, San Jose topped Minnesota 3-1, and Vancouver skated past Los Angeles by a final of 3-2. In baseball news, the government sent top investigators yesterday to hunt for Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos, whose abduction has shaken Venezuela's elite athletes and focused attention on the nation's sharp rise in kidnappings for ransom. The 24-year-old Ramos, who had returned to Venezuela after his rookie season, was just outside the front door at his home Wednesday night when an SUV approached. Armed men got out and they took him away. That's according to Ramos' agent. It was the first known kidnapping of a Major League Baseball player in Venezuela, though the relatives of some ball players have previously been held captive for ransom. Officials in Venezuela say they found the vehicle used by the kidnappers in a nearby town, and they were gathering evidence. Major League Baseball's Department of Investigations is working with the appropriate authorities on that case. The Pittsburgh Pirates have signed veteran catcher Rod Barajas to a one-year deal with a club option for 2013. The 36-year-old hit .230 with 16 homers and 47 knocked in last year playing for the Dodgers. Barajas is one of the top power-hitting catchers in the game. His 50 homers over the last 2 years are the third most by a major league catcher over that span. And in racing news, Kyle Busch will be allowed to race at the final two Sprint Cup Series events, but without main sponsor M&M's. Busch will drive Sunday at Phoenix and in next weekend's season finale at Homestead with Interstate Batteries as his sponsor instead. Although M&M's is Busch's primary sponsor, Interstate Batteries is heavily involved with the team. The fallout from Kyle Busch's road rage at Texas continued yesterday when one of his sponsors asked for him to be removed from the season-ending Nationwide Series race. Multiple people familiar with Busch's schedule told the AP that Z-Line Designs asked this week that Denny Hamlin replace Busch in next weekend's Nationwide race at Homestead. Busch has been off the track since last weekend after he intentionally wrecked Ron Hornaday Jr. under caution in the early laps of last Friday's Truck Series race in Texas. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.